Out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, I just finished my first cup of coffee, David. I'm looking forward to a second cup of St. Drogo coffee that we have from the Grotto. It's going to be brewing out in the kitchen very soon.
So, very nice.
Wonderful day for a second cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. It's also a wonderful day for Pope's Tweet of the Day.
Yeah, it is. Let's have Pope Francis. Here it is, the Tweet of the Day.
Communication in the church has come a long way. First, monks had to transcribe the Bible by hand. Then came the Gutenberg Press. And now, there's Twitter. It's the Pope's Tweet of the Day.
And here is Pope Francis' Tweet of the Day. St. Francis of Assisi, who saw himself as brother to the sun, the sea, and the wind, sowed seeds of peace everywhere and walked alongside the poor, the abandoned, the infirm, the outcast, the least. Let us follow his example.
Oh, amen to that. Thank you, Pope Francis, for that tweet of the day. It is, of course, the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. All those beautiful garden statues, and inside of our churches, we see St. Francis always holding the dove.
Yep.
Dove in his hand, and then the animals around him. In fact, in my front yard, I've got a St. Francis of Assisi. This one, I think he might be holding a little bunny rabbit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We were talking rabbits earlier, so there you go.
Talking rabbits earlier, though. So, yes, the patron saint. Be kind to an animal. That's what Terry Ross said that we should be doing for Saint the feast of St. Francis
of
Assisi.
And by the way, this Sunday at the Grotto, blessing of the animals.
Oh, I love that. And I think many parishes and schools are offering that today, too. And then through the weekend, you bring your animals. They bring us joy.
Yeah.
They are our pets are a gift from God. They are meant to do that, be our companions and bring us a little joy. Our dogs, oh, I love our dogs.
Yeah.
They're just... they just love me. They, you know, and sometimes I'm not always pleased with them, but they're like, oh, okay, I still love you.
Yes.
Let me come up here and lay with you.
That's great.
So I thought today would be a great opportunity, though, to talk about St. Francis. Now, I said in the lifestyle piece today, 1220s is when St. Francis died. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So how can an example from so many years ago, hundreds of years ago, be relevant today? It's like, well, it was a different world totally.
Yeah.
But his example, I think, can mean so much to all of us. And so I found some examples about how we can, in today's world, model St. Francis.
I like it.
This first one, David, I think this is right up your alley, too. They say, if we want to honor St. Francis, we must do our part to care for creation.
Absolutely. And you know who said that? Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
His Laudato Si.
Absolutely.
Yeah, care for creation. And so, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the animals, and I think about the wild rabbits running around the yard and things you can do to just help perpetuate that. It's a great scene. I love that scene of flowers and trees and bushes and animals and birds running about. And you can think about your statue of St. Francis just sitting there watching all of that and just really, you know, that's what he was all about.
And we've talked about this, too, so many times when we look about the care of our creation. What can we do right in our own home? Even Michael Davis, who has the common sense approach to social justice in his podcast, he says, I mean, you think globally, but you've got to act in your own neighborhood, act within the walls of your home. If you can do one thing today to lessen your footprint on God's creation, just recycle. Maybe just one thing. Maybe try, you know, maybe composting food or growing some of your own food.
Absolutely.
Even. All things that we can do. Even planting trees. Rather than cutting things down, well, you know, maybe it's time to plant a new tree in your yard. So all of these things, care of creation, I think that is definitely St. Francis for sure.
We have an awesome fig tree in our yard.
How is it looking, David?
It's beautiful.
Is it?
And there's a lot of figs on it, too. And what they're starting, it seems like it's taken them a while to ripen, but they are starting to ripen right now, although the squirrels, they get to them, which is fine. I mean, I'm happy for the squirrels to get the figs. But it's a beautiful tree, and we planted it, my daughter, just as a little twig, really. And it's amazing how big it's gotten now. I mean, it's well probably well above, I'm thinking reaching up there, probably well above 10 feet tall now.
Really?
Probably more like 12 feet tall now. And with branches going out, figs everywhere, beautiful leaves on it. And so, obviously the fig tree in the Bible is big.
Oh, of
but,
course.
But I just think about that and talking about planting a tree. And I look at that fig tree and I think to myself, what a magnificent tree that just started out just as a little guy.
A little guy.
He's gotten so big.
You know, and just give it some time. There's plenty of figs on there for you and your family
to enjoy
and for the animals.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be spraying a lot of pesticides or anything on there.
Don't use anything. Never.
Be very natural with it. And God's creation will definitely produce. You know, one of the other tips that Alatea.org also says that in behalf of St. Francis, we can be generous.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of generosity. And not just with stuff, generous with your time with others.
Sure.
Generous in your prayers and just thinking and on your knees praying for the needs of others. Be generous. And it doesn't take a lot. You're not asked to spend all of your money in being generous, but you also don't need to buy everything just to have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go, is this something that I need? Is this something that I want? And in place of that, well, I can help the poor with those. You know, I don't need another water bottle. I've been watching the thing on TikTok lately or on YouTube. They're showing women in their kitchens with, dozens of different kinds of water bottles, almost like it's an accessory.
Yeah.
I just need one.
Just one water bottle.
One water bottle is plenty.
That's it.
But get one water bottle. It keeps you from having to throw away many disposable ones.
Exactly.
And then lastly, we'll leave you with this tip for St. Francis. He says, care for the church and listening to God. St. Francis took Christ's word seriously, believing that the poor are blessed. And that if you have two coats, you should give away one. He didn't always, though, as a youth, revealed in his wealth. You know, he was popular and wealthy when he was younger, but it was something that he learned to develop over time in his life. Just listening to the Word of God. And, of course, we know that the Word of God called on St. Francis to rebuild his church. Well, St. Francis thought, literally, I've got to go fix up this little church over here. Well, what we do now know is the way that St. Francis has reshaped and rebuilt the entire Universal Church. So on this feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, we ask him, pray for us.